everyone, and welcome to the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward here on TalkingAlternative.com, professional serving community. I'm your host, Carol Ward. I'm a licensed psychotherapist, body mind expert, and the author of Worried Sick, Break Free from Chronic Worry to Achieve Mental and Physical Health, and Find Your Inner Voice Using Instinct and Intuition Through the Body Mind Connection. And the core of my work is the body-mind connection. I really believe that when our hearts and our heads are in alignment, we have one of the most powerful decision-making resources available to us. And if you're interested in those books, you can go to my website, Carol with a K, K-A-R-O-L-W-A-R-D.com, and you can order them straight from there. You know, all people are talking about these days, today in particular, here on the East Coast in New York City, is the weather. How brutally hot it is. And for those of you who are in other parts of the world where the weather is cooler, you're like, what is she talking about? But you know what it's like when the day is hot and you just feel lethargic. And it made me think about the topic of feeling sluggish or stuck, because I don't know about you, I get extremely frustrated in the summer. I want to do things, I want to move ahead, and yet the world around me is moving at a much slower pace. And it's almost as if I fight the season. And I know I'm doing it. I know I'm fighting this season, which is summer, and it's time to slow down because the whole season and the weather is saying you're not going to be able to do anything. It's warm and you're going to feel like slowing down, just like your dog, just lying on the couch. But I still fight the season, and it made me think of the topic of feeling stuck, about when we get stuck. And when I work with people in my coaching practice who feel stuck, sometimes feeling stuck gets put underneath just one giant label, which is, if you are stuck, you are afraid. And that's not necessarily the case. Not at all. Yes, fear can be a big component. And I happen to be a big fan of fear, which may be unusual, but I think fear shows up for a reason. And fear should not be yelled at or pushed away. It should be examined with compassion and curiosity. That's one reason that we get stuck. Another reason that we get stuck is that we are needing support. We are simply needing someone to say, you can do it. I know you can do it. That reassurance as we're sort of going, can I move ahead? Is the timing right? We need someone, or even something that we read, to say, yes, you can do it. Almost a cheerleader, so to speak. So fear, needing reassurance. And the other area is that sometimes you just need information. You just need information on how to take the next step. So that when people sit in front of me and I say to them, well, are you afraid about expanding your business? Or are you afraid about going on this interview? And they're like, nope, not feeling that. I just feel like I don't know what to do. And that's a great opportunity to ask yourself, well, are you needing information? And where can you get it? Who and where can you get it from? So if you are feeling stuck and you just can't figure out what it's about, I recommend trying this exercise. It's something I have in my first book, which is to take a few moments and close your eyes and simply focus on your breathing, because your breath tells you a lot about what's going on with you emotionally and psychologically. Are you breathing rapidly? Or are you taking slow breaths, but they're not reaching fully into your belly or different parts of your body? So see if you can focus on your breathing and breathe into those parts of your body. And then ask yourself where the feeling of being stuck resides in your body. Is it stuck in your chest, your throat? Is there something you need to say? Is it your neck, your shoulders? And then this is something that many people know about, but you can simply say, if that part of my body could speak and tell me what the stuckness was about, what would it be? I feel stuck about this. I feel stuck about my relationship, my career. I feel stuck because I'm not earning enough money. And then the second question to ask is, why? Why am I stuck? Am I afraid? And if so, what about? So just naming the fear often starts to diffuse it. We start to say, oh, I'm afraid. Okay, makes sense. Do I need help or reassurance? And if I do, who can I turn to get that from? What person would be the best person to call or reach out for and say, oh, don't worry about it, you can totally do it or go for it? Or do you need some sort of information, some sort of how-to, whether it's to learn a new software program, learn how to do a new skill, need a connection, need an introduction? Ask yourself if you're feeling stuck, if you need information, and again, where can you turn to? What person or source can you turn to for information? And I find that once you start to break these areas down, instead of just putting it under this general category of I'm afraid and I can't move ahead in life, you start to get some clarity. But I'm always curious to hear from you if you have some thoughts or comments about how you've gotten unstuck, because people have told me things like, you know, whenever I'm feeling stuck, I go out for a run or a walk, or I break my looping thinking by listening to music, or I go on the computer and I play whatever, Free Cell or Angry Birds or whatever it is on their phone, and it kind of breaks that repetition of I'm stuck, I can't get out of it. And when we put our minds on something else, often, because our minds still continue to work, even though we're concentrating on another topic, often information comes to us and we go, oh, that's what it is, that's what I need. So if you do have some thoughts or comments on how you've gotten unstuck in the past, you can send me an email at Carol with a K, K-A-R-O-L at carolward.com, Carol at carolward.com, or you can give me a call at 877-480-4120 here at Talking Alternative, 877-480-4120. And when we come back from the break, I have a terrific guest. We're going to talk all about motivation, how to find it, how to sustain it, how to use it in your life, how you can tap into what your passion is. And we're also going to talk about his wonderful book, whose title has been very intriguing, Never Iron When You Are Naked. I have to tell you, a lot of people are reacting to that title. When we come back, we'll be talking to Trevor Perry here on the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at TalkingAlternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Body, Mind, Wellness Show with Carol Ward here on TalkingAlternative.com, professionals serving community. This portion of the show is being brought to you by MargaretMarshallAssociate.com. Margaret Marshall is a national speaker, mentor, and most importantly, a weight loss coach. And she really asks the question that if your style of eating is not working for you, or if your body size is keeping you from events and activities, she's just the person to call and speak with. And she does a lot of phone consultations. You don't have to meet with her in person. And Margaret will enable you to discover the various reasons why you eat the way you do, why you're choosing the foods that you choose, and help you move toward a better quality of life and form an alliance with your food as opposed to having it be an enemy. She's not going to tell you what to eat. This is not about rigid dieting. This is about someone who's going to help you discover better choices, but choices that come from you. And because she believes that no amount of dieting will take the place of knowledge, practice, and common sense. And you can contact Margaret Marshall at 631-615-2460. 631-615-2460, or go to her website, Margaret Marshall Associate, ASSOC.com, MargaretMarshallAssociate.com, and tell her you heard about her services on the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward. We have a really interesting show today. It's, you know, I'd start talking at the top of the show about when we feel stuck, and I think it's always, you know, it seems very synchronistic that my guests flow into the theme, which I usually think about when I'm coming up to the station, what pops into my head. But my guest today, Trevor Perry, is a popular motivational and keynote speaker who entertains audiences around the globe. His day job is as a computer consultant, where he translates technology for business people, and his motivational sessions, where he works with people, translates life and offers new perspectives, showing audiences how they can tap into their own, I love this, extraordinary, and impact the world around them. Trevor is the author of the book, Never Iron When You Are Naked, great title, which contains the best motivational stories you can read one page at a time, which I've gone through his book, and it's terrific. Trevor, welcome to the show.
Carol, thanks very much. This is quite an honor. I really appreciate being here.
Oh, great. You know, I've been calling it motivation, but this whole idea of how we get motivated, and I've kind of put that label on your book that it's a motivational book, but I really saw that picking up the book and looking at these short one-page stories provides a little bit of boost, but motivation can be elusive for some people. It's hard to sustain it sometimes. What have you discovered in your work with people?
Well, it is very, very hard, and it's very independent. Oftentimes, the first thing you have to know is why do I need to be motivated? What am I being motivated for? Why are you here right now in the radio station? You're motivated to do it. Why did you get out of bed this morning? The motivation is everywhere. We already have it. We already have it for reasons, and we have to look at why. And the reason why is there's some kind of reward. So what's the reward? In that case, the reward is, well, I've got to pay my bills. And you can look at that as if I don't get up, it's a failure. But if I do get up, it's a reward. So obviously there's an attitude. But oftentimes motivation just happens. People don't think about it. It's sort of what we do. We live. We don't think about it. When people go seeking motivation, that's a different thing altogether. And when I do my sessions, they're not really motivational in any way, shape, or form.
No.
They're inspirational, and they're, I guess, entertainment. And many, many years ago, I followed somebody who was very well known in the national speakers circuit, and he talked about following somebody who was really good, and I had to follow him, and he was really good. But his motivation, 15 minutes after the break, was lost. His message was gone. And I noticed that motivation wasn't. He was entertaining. He was wonderful. He was inspiring. But the motivation was gone. So a lot of people turn up to sessions not knowing they'll be motivated. And they don't.
They're just coming. They're showing up without, almost like you're saying, almost without an intention. Or they're just kind of like, I'm going to hand it to you.
Yes.
You discover it. You push the motivation into me.
So if you're ready, it may happen. And I've seen that a lot. I've seen it when people have been unexpectedly ready, and I've seen it when people have been ready and open and looking for something. And my job is actually not to motivate people. My job is actually to be that translator, to be that storyteller, to tell the story that might find them open and ready for that message.
Right.
There are dozens of motivational speakers, hundreds of motivational speakers. There's a lot of words used motivationally that are just not, and they give it a bad reputation. But motivation is when I'm ready and I'm willing. I tweeted the other day, I have a couple of tweet accounts. One is URXO, and I'm sure we'll talk about that. And I tweeted, to change a vice, you have to think. So you have to know that it's a vice. You have to know that you want to change it. You have to act, and then you have to sustain that.
Well, I want to, that thing about acting, that's really interesting because there's a well-known, I'm going to say, psychologist named David Burns, and he wrote a book called Feeling Good, The New Mood Therapy. And I just want to read this first line because I think it has to do with
Perfect.
What you're saying about the action piece. And this changed me as a therapist. He said, if you said motivation about, what gets us going, you made an excellent logical choice. Unfortunately, you're wrong. Motivation does not come first. Action does. You have to prime the pump. Then you'll begin to feel motivated, and the fluids will flow spontaneously. Individuals who procrastinate frequently confuse motivation and action. He's basically saying, we think we're going to wake up and say, I feel like doing that whole thing today. But we often, as you say, it's about the action piece. What can I take a step toward?
And I guess the point there is you've got to think that you want to do something first.
Yeah.
The acting is the next step, but then you've used the word sustain. For me, my job is to incite. My job is to stir. My job is not to help you sustain it. That's what coaches are for. And one of the interesting things you said earlier was, I need somebody to tell me that it's okay. I need somebody to tell me I can do it.
Right, the reassurance, yeah.
And I learned that a long time ago when I realized I needed somebody to tell me every day that I was okay. Turned out, you can't have that.
Hmm.
You're not going to get that. It has to come from within. And it's fine to go looking for it. It's fine to go finding it. But that motivation where it says, you're okay and you can do that, that's the step into the act. I can do that. I can make this step, and that has to come from you.
I get so as opposed to just going back to that well and saying, yep, I need another fix or I need another drink from that, you can do it. You need to start taking that into your core,
yep,
and believing it. There's,
yep,
got to be a shift in thinking.
Yep.
You can still go and get support, but if it's not sticking.
Exactly, exactly. If I don't feel that I want to do it, if I feel I want to procrastinate, and that's where motivation really is up to you. I can talk all I like, I can speak all I like, I can be in front of you all I like, but you have to take it and you have to run with it and you have to turn it into something. Now, I can help you with that motivation. I can stir you. You can find it in many different places, but motivation is totally up to you, no matter what it is. And it's sort of very sad to say that, because I'd love for somebody to walk out and say, hey, I just paid you $500. Now I'm feeling really good. I'll go do something.
Right, right.
And all that does is motivate the speaker to get more rich.
Yeah.
And so it's really your responsibility. And that's the difficult part. The difficult part is actually taking it upon yourself to be able to go and be motivated. Once you've got that, and I've seen that so many times. I had a girl come to me after a session. She said, 4 months ago, I was at your session. I was going through a horrible divorce. I didn't know what to do. I went out and I got rid of him, dumped him, took scuba lessons, and next week I'm going to Queensland to scuba on the Barrier Reef. And I said, that's your motivation. I had nothing to do with it, except I happened to be there at the time you needed it.
And offered a perspective. I mean, I think it's great to, we do as speakers offer a perspective, yep. And we do offer energy out yep. to the audience.
Entertainment. And I told a story that she needed to hear.
And she took it in.
And that's my job.
Right.
My job is to tell those stories when you're ready.
When the person is ready, yes, they will hear them and take them and move them. Help it move their own lives.
And if not, you'll just have a good time being entertained.
It's a win-win all overall. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Trevor Perry about his book and some of the insights and observations he's put into that here on the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
With the economic times we find ourselves in, you need expert advice and counsel to not only survive, but thrive. Consider contacting Randy Joy & Company and see what they can do for you. Randy Joy & Company, guiding your ambitious entrepreneurial vision and team to great results. Randy Joy & Company ignites your success as an entrepreneur by aligning your values, vision, and strategy, and works with high-growth entrepreneurial companies and investors in London, Canada, and the United States. Randy Joy & Company helps drive optimal growth, efficiencies, and profitability by using their proprietary three-step process. They help you clarify your vision, choose a strategy, and persistently remove impediments. So if you want to grow your business, contact randyjoy.com. That's randyjoy.com. And of course, tell them you heard about them on the Carol Ward Radio Show. Looking for healthy and delicious Japanese cuisine? Try Asuka Fusion and Lounge, featuring the best Japanese dishes, sushi, and Thai food New York City has to offer. Asuka's welcoming atmosphere is perfect for dinner or a late night snack, and you can enjoy complimentary edamame with any entree. Stop by the trendy bar for a cocktail from the buy one, get one free specialty drink menu. Asuka Japanese Fusion Restaurant, 300 West 23rd Street. Mention you heard about them on the Body Mind Wellness Program with Carol Ward.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward here on TalkingAlternative.com, professionals serving community. And this portion of the show is being brought to you by RochelleRice.com. Rochelle dedicates herself to empowering women of size by helping them connect to their body, their mind, and their hearts through focused movement and breath. She's the author of Real Fitness for Real Women. And no matter where you are in the world, you can access her information and services. If you go to her website, RochelleRice.com, she has a series of complimentary teleseminars posted there. You can read chapters of her book, her blog. And if you are in the metro area, New York City, she teaches a variety of classes, plus size yoga, plus size jazz. And she helps people who've been very inactive go to active by helping them reconnect to their bodies one molecule at a time. You can find out all the information you need at RochelleRice.com, RochelleRice.com. And of course, when you get there, tell her you heard all about her services on the Body Mind Wellness Show. We are back with Trevor Perry, and we're going to talk to him about his book. But before we go into that subject, you know, Trevor, there are a lot of motivational speakers out there. And I guess the question is, what qualifies you as a motivational speaker? What do you bring to the table?
So when I was a kid, I was picked on a lot. And my defense was to be silly. And when I went through the most horrible divorce on the planet, of course, everybody's is, so that was mine. I actually ended up in Austin, Texas for a 3-year contract and started doing some improv, which was really quite fascinating to me. And it started with a session called Acting for Business Professionals. And that was just totally fascinating. It was improv. And the teacher liked my energy so much, he said, come back. Well, a couple of weeks later, one of my friends said to me, well, Trevor, you're a bit of an idiot. You should audition for the Renaissance Festival. I did. I got the part. And I did that for about 6 years, weekends in a couple of different festivals in Texas. And learned that entertaining people was one of the most joyful things that you can do. So I discovered something I like to do. And having done a lot of teaching, a lot of technical sessions, something hit me, and I said, I have a story to tell through this journey that I've been in discovery of myself, and I needed to share it. And in doing so, that started me, and I started doing motivational sessions or what they call personal development, professional development at computer sessions. And it sort of spiraled from there. So I was in demand all of a sudden to be a speaker because I was entertaining and silly. And in the end, I did a session for technical people called How to Be an IT Survivor, How to Get Through This, I've Got to Work in This Job Forever, What Do I Do Next?
Yeah.
And, you know, the core of that was retirement equals death. And there were some stories, it was great. But in the end, the story, the short moral is you need to find your passion and follow it. Had a lot of people say, well, how do I do that? So I was required at that point to build a session called Finding Your Passion.
Oh, that's convenient.
Uh-huh.
That's
so I built that, and it's wonderful, and I'm working on the book right now. It's just something that is, you know, you thinking about it, et cetera, et cetera. But in doing so, the question was asked of me, the first time I did that session was, Trevor, what's your passion? So I asked everybody. I hadn't done the exercises. So I did, and I discovered that my passion is really simply one word, and I've used that word before, it's storyteller. And that's my job. My job is to be the storyteller, to be the translator of things. I was talking earlier about a page I have on Facebook called Sky, where I post pictures of the sky every single day, whether it's cloudy, rainy. And people don't look at that. And when they start, they're amazed. It's a different perspective. And I talk about perspective. And for me, being able to translate little stories in an unexpected manner is really my qualification. And it stirs people. It makes them think. It's what's my, you know, on my gravestone? Trevor Perry, in your face. I do. And that's my job. My job is to be in your face. Whether it hurts you or makes you feel good, I'm stirring you.
Well, this whole thing about storytelling, your book, Never Iron When You Are Naked, you know, I started to look through it, and there are these one-page stories, and they're musings, observations, perspective stories, and a couple of them, you know, jump out at me. And how, first of all, how did the book come about, and how would you describe it?
So I did a session called Get a Life, and it was all of the little stories, and the core of Get a Life outside, you know, make these steps, was to basically live in these things I called isms. In other words, make up a list of things that are cool to you and that you live your life by, and here are some of mine. And I put them out there, and somebody said, I need that in a book. And so it's the handout to a session that I built about 12 years ago. And it's still valid, and it's still purposeful. And it became basically just a list of me writing some things down that I had been talking about. And it was a simple book to write because I'd been talking about it forever and ever. So it was easy to do, but writing a book is not easy.
Writing a book isn't easy, but you bring up a great point, Trevor. You know, I spoke on an author panel, and I actually said the very same thing that you did, that, you know, for people who are thinking about writing books, if you're already out there sharing your expertise, it's just another platform. Now, writing a book, it takes discipline. It's a pain in the you-know-what. I say that quite frankly. But if you have the body of work, there and accessible to you. You've been out there, you've been talking. It makes it a lot easier.
And what's your motivation for writing it?
You know, the motivation for me was to, you know, I really like being in the media. I really like being a speaker. And I knew that writing a book would help with that journey. And I wanted to share everything I had learned from my clients with the world, sort of my methodology.
And I'll bet that not everything you learned is in that book, and you've got another 12 in you.
Oh, of course, right? There's a couple here. Like, I want to get to one before we get to the break, because this is my pet peeve is stop rushing for elevators. The first thing we do, and I'm reading from your book, we do when we see the doors closing on an elevator or lift is to start walking faster. This tends to be the natural reaction brought on by the rush of our lives. Modern elevators are plenty and speedy, and another one will be along within a very short time, yet we still rush for the available one.
None of that's new to you.
Right.
Nobody knows that, you know, nobody forgets that there are elevators coming.
Right.
What they're in is they're in this rush. And in the end, the best, I guess, feedback about my book is really simply this. It's nothing I didn't already know. It's just a whole bunch of reminders. And I think that's where it ends up being a motivational book, is because I can open up to any page, read it, and be reminded of something I already knew that I might need to focus on.
Right.
And that rushing for the elevators is something that, it's really hilarious now when I have people who watch me to see if I'll do that. And I also have people come and tell me later, you know, I went to rush for the elevator and I remembered that passage in the book and I stopped and I breathed and my day was better. Simple things.
It's true. I always look at, you know, I always peel it back and I think psychologically speaking, when we're rushing for the elevator or rushing for the light, that what's behind that, that things have gotten too piled up, that we are rushing as opposed to feeling that we're more in charge of our lives.
And I guess here's the weird part about that is that all these little things snowball and they become big things. And for me, that's actually helped teach me patience.
I really feel like the patience is, you know, something that I'm trying to cultivate all the time. You know, as I am always rushing into the studio. Yep. I mean, I enjoy being here tremendously, but it's like, as opposed to slowing down. But that's a bigger, not a bigger issue, but the reasons for rushing, yeah.
And part of it is deadlines and goals obviously remove patience and they force us to do things, which is another form of motivation.
Say that again?
Having a deadline is another form of motivation.
Oh, totally.
And sometimes it's stressful. And in fact, I read an article yesterday that said that some people need stress in order to be motivated.
Yeah, that's a very unhealthy habit, but I certainly have dabbled there. When we come back, we're going to go into a few more stories from your book here on the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at TalkingAlternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, I'm Carol Ward from the Body Mind Wellness Program. Listen to my show for ideas and information to help you live a healthier life in body, mind, and spirit. You'll hear from terrific guests who are experts in the areas of health, wellness, and creativity. So join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkingAlternative.com. Professionals serving community.
Hi, this is Nancy Tatro from Speak Spin Radio. Speak Spin Radio is an exploration of the world of communication, how it happens and how to make it better, because the quality of your communication has a direct impact on the quality of your life. Tune in Mondays at 2 p.m. on TalkingAlternative.com, where I'll be interviewing experts from business, academia, the arts, and new thought. Join me Mondays at 2 p.m. and get all your communications questions answered on Speak Spin Radio.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward. I'm your host, Carol Ward, and I'm here with my guest, Trevor Perry, motivational speaker and the author of Never Iron When You Are Naked. And we're talking about the observations and insights that Trevor has put into his book. And we're going through a couple of them, and I'd look through them. And there's one that strikes me, this one that says, look into people's eyes. On a visit to the supermarket, do you have a conversation with the checkout person without looking into their eyes? Much of our day can be like this. We rush through, not noticing the people with whom we are talking. And this human behavior, to me, is a result of having too many people in our immediate world. To establish or assert our own individuality, we become less focused and concerned on others around us. I think that's true. I've seen more and more people where, you know, you're behind them and they have their phone tucked up to their shoulder as they're trying to check out, and the person behind the register doesn't know who they're talking to. And it creates a disconnect.
And the word connect is really what that's all about. I first moved to the U.S. in 1988, and one of the first things I did was go to Six Flags. And there was a big line. Somebody was screaming at somebody else, no cuts, no cuts. I was confused. I had no scissors or a knife, so I didn't know what that meant. It took me a minute and somebody explained. But what I found was in the bank and at the supermarket, people were jostling and shoving and pushing. And even I'd come from Melbourne, and Melbourne's a city of 3 million people, and there wasn't that pushing and shoving. And in a city of 8 million in Chicago, you had to assert your independence. And the only way to do that is to really stand up and say, I'm me, get out of my way. And I've discovered that. I live on Long Island now, and I've discovered that out there where there's a lot of entitlement and money and you have to get out of my way. Looking in somebody's eyes breaks a lot of those walls down and breaks a lot of the barriers, and it connects people to people. When you look in somebody's eyes, the truth has to happen. Now, you can tell when people look in your eyes and gaze away, you've lost them. But if you can keep that connection, that's really an amazing and incredible thing.
I think that's so true.
And what I've discovered is that being an Australian, having an Australian accent, living in America, although my accent is a little more muted if you ask my Australian friends, I discovered Americans like no Americans had discovered them, because I would be talking to an American at an event and a party, and somebody would say, oh, wow, where are you from? And drop their facade that they had been putting on for the other Americans in the room. And I got to meet them. And I got to know more Americans closer, and they'd look at me in the eyes. Whereas if I was in a business meeting, I had a boss who would close his eyes and look away while he was talking directly at me, and I thought something was amiss. And it really is true that that connection can change things. And what that does is being connected to people is really just changes your world, and it changes the world around you. And it's one of those things that I said earlier is that you have to know that you're okay. And if somebody can maintain eye contact with you in a conversation, can see into your soul, nice cliche, but it's true, then you know that you're all right.
I you know, it reminds me of a client I worked with who was expressing to me that she felt lonely. And we really worked on this exercise where I said, I want you to just start engaging with people around you, whether it's, you know, the doorman or the bus driver. Like, I say hello to every single New York City bus driver when I get on the bus, it's always like, hi, how are you? I would say 90% respond back, and we have an exchange, and there's a smile. And if they don't, they don't. They're trying to get the bus across town. But it makes a difference, and I recommended this to my client, that if she started to just engage in that way, and her world changed, she started to feel less lonely. She found people who she could connect to. When you connect with one person, it leads you to another, another, another. She found her like-minded group and started to thrive.
And it doesn't have to be a permanent connection in any
way. That's right.
You know, I start my Get a Life session with, I believe we're on a journey to find something. We don't necessarily know what that is. But on that journey, we cross paths with people. And you know, there's the, again, I love cliches because I like to turn them upside down. But then there's for a season, for a reason. And it's really not that. It's you'll cross paths with somebody. And either you'll journey with them for a while or you won't.
Right.
In any case, crossing paths with somebody means that you must have connected with them. Otherwise, it's just a slip by.
Right.
But crossing paths with somebody means they had an impact on you in one way or another. And that enriches your life.
I've had these, you know, quick exchanges with people where someone, you know, says something, you know, complimentary or inspirational or just like, you know, you're talking about the weather, whatever, and they'll say something that just goes right into your heart. And yes, I will never see them again. You just walk down the street with this smile.
Yep.
I want to talk about this other one because it ties into your Sky website, where you say in this one, adjust your perspective. Lie on your back in a grassy field on a sunny day and watch the clouds. Look, there's an elephant, now a rabbit. Stay there into the night and look into the moon. From the northern hemisphere, you will clearly see the man in the moon. From the southern hemisphere, it is a rabbit family watching TV. Perspective has a lot to do with the ability of your imagination to think beyond the normal daily grind.
So the first problem that most people have is actually lying on the grass.
Mm.
And one of the things I talk about in the book is rolling down a grassy knoll. And as an adult, we've forgotten how to play. We've forgotten how to be open. And we like to do the same things over and over. We get into ruts. We get into habits. And just walking outside and looking up in the night sky and saying, what can I see, to me is extremely fascinating, but it requires an effort. It requires you to do that think and then act. So you've got to find some motivation. In this case, what's the motivation? The motivation is that I'll open your eyes to something different you never saw. And it was funny because I used to drive places with my daughter and she'd say to me, yeah, I don't want to look at the clouds. And now she's 26 and some of the things she comes out with are amazing. I didn't see that in that. It's incredible what I learn from her looking at a different perspective. So there's a lot to learn in life. And I think that one of the things that motivates me is the fact that as I get older and I learn more, I'm gaining something I never could give myself because I'm a child at heart. I'm still 14, 15, 16 underneath. But it's wisdom. And to me, wisdom allows you to be a better person for everyone around you and allows me to speak better stories and allows me to understand. And I don't learn from other people's mistakes. I learn from my own experiences, and that's what gains me wisdom. And that is really quite amazing because I'll annoy somebody today and I take it as a learning experience because if I annoy them the same way tomorrow, I haven't learned.
Right. It's true.
But clouds is a really simple thing, and all you've got to remember is that tide can get the stains out.
Yes.
And we forget that as an adult. We think back to our mother wouldn't let us do that, so we're not going to do it. We put walls up, we forget to play, we forget to be open. And I think that's some of the first steps that we have to be as adults. Because we've forgotten how to learn, because we've forgotten how to play, we've got to do those things in our life first. And those are some of the reminders in the book, is get out there and play. There's one lady who responded who said, I hate Trevor. And I asked why, and she said, well, because now I have to go and do all of these things and I have no time. So it sort of was a negative compliment.
It became a pressure. You know, the word that's coming to mind as you're speaking is the word mindfulness, that there is just a conscious awareness to, I mean, the phrase slow down, but to do these very little things. It doesn't have to, you don't have to do these huge dramatic changes to shift perspective. It's these little things of, you know, I used to walk home from my office down on near Washington Square Park in New York City on summer nights, and there'd be music playing. And I had to force myself, but I did, to just sit down and start taking in these moments. I didn't have to rush home and do the same old thing. And really look around and see how people were responding, and then take in the music itself.
And a little bit of it's awareness, and a little bit of it is awareness of you can start small. And the starting small is a very key lesson there.
Yeah, yeah.
And the awareness is the other one, just being aware of what's around you. And that was what that whole paragraph was about. So.
Yeah, it's a great paragraph. And when we come back, we're gonna read one more that I think is an amazing thought, amazing observation from Trevor Perry. Boy, talk about keeping Russian going. This is my story. When we return here on the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Asuka Japanese Fusion Restaurant and Lounge, 300 West 23rd Street in New York City, offers healthy and delicious sushi, Thai, and Japanese cuisine. Asuka is perfect for dinner, meeting friends, or a late-night snack. Stop by the trendy bar for a cocktail from the Buy One, Get One Free specialty drink menu. Mention you heard about them on the Body Mind Wellness Program with Carol Ward on TalkingAlternative.com. See you there soon. If you're looking for a delicious snack, hearty breakfast, or tasty treat, why not try Mona's Original Granola? Mona's Original Granola is freshly baked with whole oats, wheat germ, raw sunflower kernels, sliced almonds, and delicious raisins. It's hand-mixed and baked to a crispy golden brown. It's pure and natural with zero trans fats and no added sugar, salt, artificial additives, or preservatives. You can take Mona's Original Granola when you're hiking, biking, or throw them into your kids' lunch bag. Now available in two new flavors, honey almond and cinnamon pecan. You can find Mona's Granola on Amazon.com or at monasinc.com. That's monasinc.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward here on TalkingAlternative.com, professional serving community. I'm finishing up with my guest today, Trevor Perry, a motivational speaker and the author of Never Iron When You Are Naked. And we've been sort of picking a few of the stories, these one-page stories from Trevor's book, and reading a couple of them and discussing them. And I thought it would be nice to end with this one, which is called Be Extraordinary. Each of us is the sum of our own experiences. This unique package of who we are is not repeated anywhere on the planet. While we may have a doppelganger or two wandering around, their life is not the same package. To remind ourselves of ourselves, write down this mnemonic, IMXO. And I'm going to have you talk about what that means.
So, one of the things I've discovered is that a long, long time ago, that life is really quite fascinatingly short. And I have a little story I tell, which is you're born, you grow up, you get married, you have kids, and you die. And while that seems sad, because then your kids are born, they grow up, they get married, they have kids, and they die. And if you look around the world, you know, how many people live in India, China, even in the US, there's a lot of people who follow that cycle. And I ask, what's missing? And the what's missing is to make a difference. And those are very simple words. And it's funny. I encourage you to go Google Make a Difference on the web. It's hilarious what you can find to make a difference. You can save crocodiles. You can save mosquitoes. There's amazing, fascinating things to do to make a difference. And in your little world, you can make a difference. And I think that that is a passion that people should add to their list. Now, to do that, you have to change the world in a way that only you can. And that's where the extraordinary comes in. The extraordinary comes in that you're the only person who's had the parents that you've had, who's had the experiences that you've had the same way. Even if you're twins and you've hung around a lot, you've still had different experiences and you still have different thoughts and different feelings, and you can change the world. And it even just has to be around you. It doesn't have to be a big thing. I often go out and try and change big things in the IT world. And what's really fascinating about that is when you put yourself out there, you get a lot of detractors. And unfortunately, the web is full of that, which is really one of the walls that you have. And a lot of people say, I'm not going to do it because of those walls. But in the end, no matter what, if you strongly believe in something and you have a passion or a purpose to follow, your extraordinariness, which is a very hard word to say, your extraordinary can change the world in a way that only you can. Now, what is that? That's up to you. I can't specify that. I can guide you into finding some of that, but I can't specify it for you. But the first step is understanding that you're extraordinary in unto your own right. And most people, if you look at Manhattan, it was quite fascinating having some breakfast this morning, sitting next to some people in Manhattan, and they were really just very common, normal, average, everyday people. Not a single one stood out. And yet, if you look at their lives individually, they all stand out. It's up to them to stand up and then make that difference. And so understanding your extraordinary is the first part. Writing IMXO, if you're into affirmations, put it in lipstick on your mirror. I have a wristband that says IMXO, and I give that out to people when I have them because they're in high demand, for people to remember that they are. And just that one little thing is that thing that covers insecurities. It covers the need for somebody to tell you you're okay. Once you get that in your head that you are, and it's not an entitlement, doesn't put you above or ahead of anybody. It puts you uniquely beside everybody else. Once you understand that, then your world can change. And that's a really simple step, but it isn't that difficult. But there are some things. I want to become a world-renowned speaker. I have to believe that, but I also have to not believe the hype. So where do I draw those lines? And so there's some things to understand there.
Right.
As you're becoming extraordinarier.
Well, I do believe and agree with you that it's almost like we were talking about the little actions or the little changes, that there's this ripple effect. And you mentioned something that I think people can relate to, is often people are working in one area or have a job and looking to create change in another area. You talk about being in the IT field, and how do you balance, you know, the skill set that you have, that you go out and you help people in this one world, with your passion for speaking? Do you want one more than the other? Is one leading to the other?
For me personally, speaking is my next career. Mm-hmm. But it happens to be the one I have at the same time. So I'm able to do it in the world that I live in computers. When I do training or teaching, I'm actually doing that. I'm speaking, but just to a smaller group. When I'm writing programs, I'm creating and I'm building. I'm doing all the same things that are required in my speaking career. And the speaking then is the part that sort of lets it out and frees it to the rest of the world. The writing is the same thing, writing books, writing stories. I have an absolutely fantastic one about a girl who hung herself at a Renaissance festival. That's coming. It's called Cindy, but the story is way too long for today. Right. But in the end, I balance it simply because I engage in it. Right. And I do it. It doesn't require me to stop. Now, I do have to focus, and that's a real key thing. And I'm focused. I said in 2012 I'd focus on becoming that world-renowned speaker, and I am, and I'm taking those steps. And we've met already through the National Speakers Association, New York City chapter.
Right.
So it's
happening. Yeah. And it's good for people. The reason I brought that up, it's just good for people to know that even if they, for economic reasons, you know, family responsibilities, that if they are in a position or working a job, that they have to, that doesn't mean they don't have to give up on these dreams and passions that they have, that these little actions can keep fueling it. It doesn't have to, you don't have to go into Madison Square Garden as your next step. You can take a littler step. And I want to give our listeners a chance to know where they can contact you, where they can find your book, and where can they do that?
So my book is spelled neverironwhenyouarenaked.com. For some people who can't get through the spam filters at work or those filters, you can also get it at neverironwithoutpajamas.com or NIWYAN.com, or you can go to trevorperry.com. I'm working on updating urxo.com, and that will be the next stage. So look there and watch for that. Obviously, Twitter, I have urxo as well that you can look for, and I do tweet the occasional, you know, amazing amount of wisdom in 140 characters.
That's a tough one. So, but if people mainly went to trevorperry.com, that would be the portal to all these other places where they can find you. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks, Carol. Do we have another hour?
Yes, let's add on another hour. I really enjoyed these stories, and I think they offer people quite a bit of support and wisdom. Thanks again.
Thanks, Carol.
And for those of you who want to find out more information about me, you can go to my website, Carol with a K, KarolWard.com, carolward.com. I have a new visualization CD coming out next month. It's about how you can access the wisdom of your body to help you make empowering decisions. So stay tuned for that. And I will be posting that information on my Facebook page. That is Carol with a K, KarolWard, professional public figure on Facebook. And remember, when you get into your body, you get into your life. And when you are into your life, anything is possible. Until next time, see you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
How's your game? Want to improve your performance, focus, and motivation? Then you need Aspire Athletic Consulting. Stop second-guessing yourself. Move your game to the next level. Bring back the fun of the sport. Help your child build confidence and self-esteem through sports. Contact Dale at Aspire Athletic Consulting for a free 15-minute power session to get unstuck today. Your greatest athletic performance is just a phone call away at 801-604-0294 or visit aspireconsulting.vpweb. Motivational coaching for athletic excellence. Aspire to greatness.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then tune in on Thursdays at 1 p.m. for Love in the Afternoon with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. With distinguished authors, industry gurus, and experts on everything from wine to fashion, join us as we discuss dating, relationships, and more on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neosage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neosage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
TalkingAlternative.com.